not a, you know, bad luck with his children. So then she told him, now when you have child, give it to me. Let me know. Give it to me. Putuna komoteji chevada chevu si juwa gemo pevada. So then after not long after that, you know, he has another child. Then immediately he called that lady. You know. So then lady took the child, give, you know, give bath. So the way, you know, in my hometown, the way they give bath to child is kind of rough. So here it's, you know, very smooth, but there, you know, like, it's kind of rough anyway. So I give, you know, bath, and then, how is it, put it into white cloth, wrap with the white cloth. The baby's alive, you know, this baby alive. So then puts butter into mouth, the child's mouth, butter in the child's mouth. The butter. So here, when you say like paranoid, people sometimes get paranoid. We have this expression that we call lung. I'm not sure how they translate it, lung. It's caused by, you know, I think basically, energy inside your body, energy. So then you kind of get paranoid. Then you, oh, the truth, when you see two people are talking, then you are thinking, oh, they are talking about me. It's called, we call lung. So in that case, you know, what traditionally, what they do, so they kind of heat up the butter. They heat the butter. So then they put, you know, here, the back, here. Basically, like butter massage. Did you ever heard butter massage? So it can be oil, you know. So put it there, you know. So and put it everywhere. So there somehow that it helps, you know. When people get lung, so they kind of get paranoid. You know? Sometimes it's caused by, you know, also sitting. I said, you know. For a beginner, short meditation, but many short, you know. It's not good idea to sit long, you push and push and push, then probably you get probably lung, you know, lung, then you get kind of paranoid. So short, many, the best time to stop is, you know, when you feel great, that's the time to stop. And not, you know, when you get about to sick, then you stop. That's not skillful way to stop. You stop when you feel great, then you stop, you know. Anyway, so Rekhaji teacher, so then, you know, they put butter into the mouth. Then that elder lady gave to this, you know, young woman, asked her to bring to the intersections, big intersections, not like here intersection you only see cars, you know, so not this American version of intersection. That's like the countryside, you know, there's four. Probably there's most, like, mainly people go, people, maybe some animals go there, but it's four in the section. So then, the Lamboche, she, Dor Sungla, Gijong, the Tamze, La Kubache, the Chiu, the Pava, the Shabba, Chatelos, and she suggests that young lady, you took this boy into big intersection, not small, big intersections. So then sit there, then you will see, you know, like probably Hindu priests going by, you know, monks and nuns going by. There's a lot of people, you know, going by. Then you tell, you know, so this kid, this child is, you know, I say, this child is, you know, bowing down to you, showing respect to you, or something like that. So like Gijona Tamzechu, the child says, you know, this child is prostrating to you, bowing down to you, homage to you, and just that's her job. That she said, my child could not speak because it's a baby, you know. If the child is live before sundown, so then bring it back to home. If the child passed away, then you know that there's no reason to bring it back. So that's what she told her to do. So then she's sitting there holding these babies, and there's whoever comes by. Then she says, this child is posturing to you, bowing down to you, homage to you, respect to you. Then that's what she says. So then in the beginning, Mutekpa, non-Buddhist practitioners, that means Hindus, there's many, many religions in India. So then when they hear this voice from this young woman and holding the child, so then what they say, when she says something like that, then how they respond, they say, Tenam is the union to Sovajus, the children live long, may this child survive and live long. Chowachuji, children to Chowachuji, live long life. Pamani Yila Samba Zobaji, may this child has fulfilled the parents' wish completely. These are three things. May this child survive, may this child live long life, and may this child able to fulfill all parents, his parents' wish. So that's what they say, respond. So that's what they say, if there's Buddhist monks, pastors, nuns, Hindu, and other, there's many, not just Hindu, there's other religion too, practitioners. So that's what they say. Then the judge said, So then the Gelota Chunga Nashi, then the judges is such a lump to check with us. So then she too, is getting now close to sundown. Then she took the baby, probably walking back to his parents' house. Then on the road, then, she encountered with approach to, Shakyamuni Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha. Maybe it's not getting close to sundown, but anyway, so before sundown, then she took another jajig itself. It's kind of like garden, that's what they call it, salmi garden. So then she took the baby child there, so then she approached to Shakyamuni Buddha, because Shakyamuni Buddha is on the way to, with his begging bowl and going to the town to receive food with his, disciples. So then Shakyamuni Buddha said the same thing, may the child survive, live long, may the child completely fulfill, his parents' wishes. So then top of that, Shakyamuni Buddha said something different than other people. Pamanyiji, chodadembe, yila samarazobachujis. So, may this child fulfill all this, fulfill his parents' wishes completely. And Shakyamuni Buddha added a little bit on, they say, all the parents' dharma wishes fulfill. Dharma wishes, that means all the positive wishes of the parents, may this child can fulfill completely, something like that. So then she realized now son is about to set. So then she took it. Then she realized the child is still alive. Then she took it back to the elder lady. That's how this child got name Big Path, because it's in the big intersections. Okay, yeah, that's called Lanche. Oh yeah, okay. So at that time, what did you do? You send your child to this, Brahman. They're called Brahman. So they have, all kinds of they teach them sport, all kinds of sport. Not just that, they teach them poems. To the palms and yeah, poetry, they teach them poetry, and also, you know, teach them how to listen to the sound, you know. I guess in each sound, you know, each sound has, if you learn, you know, each sound, it means something, but, you know, unfortunately, we don't know. But, you know, sometimes people can tell, you know, just when they make sound, they listen, so it means, say, tell something, but, you know, so probably that practice of now probably died. Before 1959, there are a number of monks in Tibet, you know, they can tell, you know, they when they pick up the cups, they just, how you say, hit the cup, so they listen. So then sometimes, you know, it says something. Every sound, you know, there's some meaning, but, you know, so any of those kind of things that they teach there. So then, you know, the parents sent him to Brahman. You know, so then Brahman taught him, you know, that he become very, you know, well educated. So then after that, not long after that, you know, another child. So I'm going to tell this story, then not going to tell the story again. So that's why I'm telling this detail, okay? So sometimes we say, because a short, long story short, how is that?
Make a long story short.
So I will make long story as long. Okay? Oh, yeah. So promote it. So then another child, you know, happened. So then, you know, gave to elderly, did the same thing, then asked the probably same young lady to take, you know. Somehow the young lady got lazy, probably, you know. It's not easy job because standing there holding a baby long hours, you know. So what elderly told her that you should hold the child in the big intersections. You know, so then she decided, you know, probably big intersections quite far away. So she went to the small intersections. So that's why she hold the bunches. So then, you know, like that small intersections, there's very few people they go by, you know. So then somehow Shakyamuni Buddha realized that, you know, then Shakyamuni Buddha purposely went to that, you know, small intersections. The very purpose of, you know, getting enlightenment is to, you know, benefit sentient beings. Once you enlighten, that's all you do. You just day and night, what you think about, sentient beings, that's all you think about, you know. So then so much energy has been dedicated or invested into that, you know, goal. So somehow that, and then it also happened here, you know, sometimes, time to time, you hear the stories that people tell you, I don't think they lie, they tell you, some people, they kind of know, you know, something happens, so they know, you know, something happened to their mother or something happened to them, you know, so they can, that minute, so turns out, it's, you know, they kind of, they know, and then some days, a couple of days, then something happened to their mother. Sometimes people can tell when she passed away, they feel something, you know. So that's that's because of this, you know, close bound, karmic bound. You know? So then can you imagine, you know, that somebody day and night, you know, building this, you know, relationship with all sentient beings, you know. Everything that you do is all about sentient beings, you know, all of sentient beings. Even just reciting some mantra, you're constantly thinking about wealth of living beings, you know, that's how you enlighten. So then can you imagine that how much, how I said, the karmic bond has been created by doing this, not just, you know, 1 day or 2 days, like all your life. So then when you enlighten, and you will probably know, you know, if somebody's suffering, you will know right away. That's probably, you know. So then Shakyamuni Buddha, that's why they say, So because of that, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha, you divide day in three, morning, afternoon, evening, same. You divide night into three. Three? How you say? Yeah, night and... So we say, I'm not sure, how do you just say?
You say morning, afternoon, evening, then night. Night and three.
Morning, noon, night.
Yeah, morning.
But the night we don't
do
well.
I'm asking about night, how you say in night.
In the night we don't divide it nowadays.
Okay.
We used to divide it.
Okay, anyway, that's like six times a day. What does it mean? Six times a day means three times day, three times night. Let's go six times a day. That means you are day and night. That's one way to say day and night you are thinking about. Nin te tu tu, nin means day, te means night, tun tu means six times a day. That means three times during the daytime, then three times during the nighttime. Nin te tu tu. So there's a Chajamuni Buddha is like that, you know, day and night. Means all day and night, you know, six times in day, three times a day, three times a night. That means basically
24/7.
The contemplative monks in the Catholic tradition prays six times a day. Mm. And
it's prime
sect
tears. I was one I can't remember
matins and lauds,
but the day and prime sect tears are the night time, midnight.
Mm.
And
six. Yeah, exactly like that. Okay. So slowly, we are losing. Therefore, no, if there's anything who is suffering, Shakyamuni Buddha will enlighten being will know. No, the young lady said whatever that she has to say, suggested by the elder lady. She said that like before. So then she realized that child also survived. So then now the children mean lam tempas. You get another word called lam te. Te means narrow path or small path. The same narrow path. This chamber you get like this. Okay, so now there's the problem start. Okay, with this child. So then when he grow up, then his name is small path, lam chung, lam che. His brother is big path, lam che. So. So it's interesting, so the way they name the child, sometimes probably this also give you some idea, so when you have child, rather than arguing each other, so maybe give some idea how to name the child. Sometimes Tibetan tradition, if you are born on Wednesday, then you name your child like Wednesday, so just say, Hakpa means a Wednesday, Pasang. So then there's another name, it's not, we don't say, we don't call day, Wednesday, we just leave the day, but we just call Wednesday. Yeah, we don't say the day. So just, Hakpa means, Salhakpa, that sounds very strange, if you name your child Salhakpa, then people think, that you're a little bit out of your mind. Sakpa, that's people, Sakpa, Purbu, Pasa, Pemba, Nima, Dawa. We have Dawa, that's Monday. Nima, we have that name too, Sunday. Nima, Dawa. Mingma, Tuesday. Sakpa, that's also we have name. Wednesday, Sakpa. Purbu, that's Thursday. Pasang, that's Friday. Pasang. Pemba, that's Saturday. Yeah, so we have. People have all these names, by. Well, anyway, so now when he grew up, so then the parents sent to this Brahman to learn how to read, how to write, all the other activities. So then the Brahman is teaching him. Only one word, that's called what you call this. At that time, it's called like secret word, mantra, the secret mantra. It's like almost like spy language, But only educated people knows what it means. The rest of the people, they don't know. This is called
secret word, secret word, secret word, huh? Yeah, secret word. So that's called. So the Brahman, they are very good at, you know, teaching them. You know, so many lessons been taught in the secret word, and only you have to be educated. Otherwise, when you hear this word, you don't know. It may be saying, "Oh, pull your hair." For example, you know, saying "pull your hair," but you have no clue. So that what he's saying is basically saying "pull your hair," but you have no clue. That's just an example, not a good example. How's I will give you cheesecake? That's all better. But you have no clue. That person is saying that give you cheesecake, but you have no clue. You're about to get cheesecake, but you have no clue. Like that. Okay. The word that they are teaching him is like siddham. Siddham. So I don't know what it means, siddham, you know. So anyway, so that took him 3 months to learn that word. Can you imagine? 3 months. When he remembered C, he could not remember dham. When he remembered dham, he could not remember C. So then finally that teacher give up because, you know, like it's 3 months. Can you imagine? 3 months, you know, siddham. So then, so that also, you know, like sometimes it happens, you know, because not just this short word, but as a long namjama mantra, long namjama mantra, that's kind of long. Yeah. Everything that's, you know, taught is probably, you know, like passed down from generation to generation, you know, the way we teach the young monks in Tibet, inside Tibet, now it's in India. Most of the teachings, you know, been taught through orally. So therefore, we are not, you know, very visuals, you know. So if you show us something through the PowerPoint presentation, we get completely lost. We have no clue. Everything is, you know, taught. We are very vocal. Everything is taught by verbal, you know. So you go there, you say one word, the teacher say again, then you say, and you just repeat. That's how you memorize. Everything that you memorize, you say it again, then that's how you memorize. So anyway, so let's say, so I got, you know, I remember very vividly memorizing this long Namjama mantra. It's kind of long, right? Namjama. Short ones, Om Dumso, Om Amit, that's short. Long ones, it's like longer, much, much longer than 100 syllables, you know, Vajrasana mantra. So anyway, so then three monks, you know, at that time, me, there's another two monks, the same, for the same age, you know, a couple of years difference. So the three of us, you know, we are, our teachers teaching us how to asking the teaching us to Namjama mantra and memorizing. So say, if you memorize fast, you are off. You are free, you know, you can go. So what do you do? Then you go outside, then you look at from the door and how you are struggling, you know. So how soon you will get out because you need company to play. So there's two monks stuck inside. So well, you got free because you memorize fast, you out. So you look from the doors, you know, they make you nervous, you know, so then you really want to get out, but you can memorize. And you will not get out till you say it by heart. You will not get out. There's nowhere to cheat because there's only four, three persons. Teacher, right there. So then, now one, you know, he's kind of, he can learn quite fast. He get out fast, the younger one. He got out fast. The second one got, then I stuck there, you know. I could not, you know, so they are kind of teaching me from the door. So there's one word I'm saying completely opposite. You know, I should say, you know, si dam. I say dam si, dam si. I make this, repeatedly make this mistake. For example, I should say, you know, si dam. I'm saying dam si, dam si. So that's wrong ways, you know. But that's just an example. Couldn't get out. So then they are, you know, trying to help me from the door, saying they make me more nervous. So then, you know, so I'm not surprised, you know. Sometimes it takes, you know, like, yeah, so it takes time. Anyway. So then, you know, like, so there's vivid memory. So our house, you know, is like built by Indian government. So this house, all the drawers, you know, there's one, two, three drawers. all the doors open because there's so many monks sharing the small space. So then in every morning then you have to memorize some prayers, you know, then so then you can go to, you know, pee-pee break. Pee-pee break?
Yes.
You can go pee-pee break. But, you know, there's no bathroom, so you have to go to field. Field? Cornfield, you know. So then we have this, like, kind of like, looks like vulture, but it's not really vulture. It's quite big size, but its head is kind of white. I never saw this bird like this. It's kind of like vulture. But, you know, that vulture only this in the cornfield. They're eating some, you know, they're eating human waste. So anyway, there. So then what we do, so then you draw all the drawers open, you know. So then each are sitting the side of the bed. So you remember that. Then you look, kind of looking at you, say, you go to PV break. So they say, no. So anyway, so sometimes all of us go together, you know. That's okay. There's no problem. So that's why you are looking for companies, you know. Then we just space around there in a long time. Just we really have no pee-pee to pay. We just go out there and play. All of a sudden, teacher comes because we lose the track of time. Just playing there, watching those birds, you know, chasing those birds. All of a sudden, teacher comes. A lot of memories there. So now that is all gone. The monastery, now you don't see. I think you don't see those birds. No longer you don't see those birds. No. So every cornfield is now just building. No, there's houses. So now there's no cornfield. It's all gone. No. So anyway, so then finally, so then teacher give up. You know, so say, we can't teach him because it's like taking so much our time. So we need to teach other kids. So then, you know, they give up on him. So this word, Siddham, just one syllable, couldn't memorize. Took 3 months, you know. So that's, you know, you give you some kind of inspiration, you know. Somebody who's struggling should just learn the word Siddham. That person didn't give up, you know. So then they sent him to somebody who just teach, you know, like, how you say, poetry, oh, send him there, the ritual of the Jewish. Then, so then they also taught him, you know, Om Bahu, so then took 3 months. When he remember Om, he couldn't remember Bahu, then they give up again. So, then said, when we teach your son, your, you know, child, like big path, so easy because he learned so fast. Why does, you know, the small path, why is not able to learn, you know? So, so it, you know, at that time, probably, you know, there's not much choice. Now here, you know, you have so many therapies that you can bring to your child. Kids. So, question like no measure. The Chung was then it's, you know, he's really, how you say, what do you call this kind of people? What do you call? Unintelligent?
Slow?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what you call slow? And they are saying he's slow, not just slow, very slow. Small, very small, and all kinds of things, you know. Then Namshik, Tenji, Pamachin is a Lamjember, Tubet, the Boshudis. So then, after that, you know, their parents pass away. So then the elder son, you know, joined the monastery, elder son, the Lamjember, big path, joined the monastery. Then the son of Yudhajan Machuroji, and become, you know, very well-known, you know, scholar in the monastery. So then, you know, that the younger brother, small path, you know, does not have much chores to take care at the village. So then also he also joined to the monastery. So then, you know, They are Rangla Rale Botone Rabdu Junimozu. So then when he comes to the monastery, then his brother tested him. So whether he has, you know, how you say, whether he has potentials to learn or to become, you know, to join to the monastery, he kind of tested and he kind of found that he has potentials, you know, to become monks. So then, you know, he also find out that he has, you know, how's it? That is also dependent on him. So then he has to take responsibility to educate his younger brother. So then become monks, you know, he ordained his brother. Jinde kunle yongzi dertawa tenda deji shishin jinjini nöden dunga kanyi nyemija shi laba dawasum tuya malovji. So then he taught his brother one stanza, not just one word. He is having somebody who is having sleep problem memorizing one syllables. So then he taught him one whole stanza, four line. What he taught him, he says, don't commit any negative karma through your body, speech, and mind. That's the first line. So the way to you know, like free yourself from all this, you know, like all this, you know, mundane activities is to minimize your desire or attachment. So the second line, so then be mindful. So anyway. So I don't know about the last words anyway. So one stanza taught. So then took 3 months to learn that. Then maybe palang zidang chuzi chini loba chada gija loba chuz. So then he's teaching his brother the stanza. Then you know this like shepherd and Cowboy, shepherd that goes by. Those people, they already learned those four stanza, one stanza, you know, because they hear all the time goes by. They learned that, but he's still not able to memorize. So then he got, you know, so upset, you know, his brother got so upset, you know, that you are very slow, you couldn't learn, so I think there's no point that you should stay in the monastery, you should get out. You know, he just said, Basically, ask him to leave. Basically, he had to grab him from his, how do you say, grab him from his
scruff of his neck.
Yeah, grab him from neck, probably with the cloth. Then ask him to leave. So then he went outside, no matter. Then he just sit there and cry, and he says, no, like, now he's saying, I'm not really Brahman, because they give up on me 2 times. So I'm not really, you know, some Sangha members, because I'm, you know, out of the monastery. So then somehow, you know, Tumba Tuji Chimbi Kulde, Tere Chunjiji, Tene Tumba Tuji Chimbi Kulde. So then Buddha was, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha, at that time, Shakyamuni Buddha was, how do you say, out of compassion, you know, then he came and then talk to him. So I said, why are you crying? Ask him, why are you crying? And then he said, no, I was, you know, I'm the kind of person that, you know, my master give up on me. I couldn't learn. I'm crying. That time, he said, Chibi, Toba, Kainda. Kimi, Mimba, Kainda, Teni, Kimi, Chu, Inji, Chibi, Toba, to them. Chibi, Toba, Kainda. Then what Buddha taught him, what Buddha asked questions, so then he answered, then what Buddha taught him. Chibi, Toba, Kainda. The prayers by kids, the prayers that you receive by kids, children, the prayers you receive by kids. And the criticize that you receive by scholars. So these are good things. The Buddha said these are good things, you know. So good things. So, out of these two, you know, praising by kids and criticizing by scholar. Among those two, the criticism by scholar, that's the best. That's the better one. That's the good one. Nothing to cry about. Nothing to, you know, cry about. Worry about. The praise is not like that. You know, the criticism is better than praise. Little bit, it's like teaching a little bit about, you know, outwardly concern. That's what it means. Puchiji, Kembo ni kawa tame sumdu, kawa tume, prasima zu sumdu duba mayinji. Nene teta da duba yina, chu tijinshabi lo nisa sumdu. Your brother, you know, your brother, compared to your brother and me, so I, you know, probably, I did much more. Practice than your brother did. So then, can you learn from me? Can you learn from, because I'm basically saying I have learned much more than your brother did. So can you learn from me? He asked, there's no Lamchung, small pat. And then he said, I am very slow. No, I'm slow, very, very slow, and small, and very small. Can I learn? Could I learn from you? So he was wondering, because he's kind of now probably depressed, not just very depressed. So then he asked Buddha, could I learn? how I can learn? I'm very slow, very slow, small, very small. That's what has been said about me. So can I learn? Tela tena teki is Chiba Kebalum Jeva Teni Tedir Shindu Chiba is Kangichini Chiba Tela Tenaki. Somebody who realizes I'm kids. So there is potential, you know. Somebody knowing that, you know, I am kid rather than saying, I am grown up, I know everything. So rather than that, you know, say, I am kids. Admitting that I'm kid, you know, it'll take time for me to learn. I'm a kid. Because he's saying, I'm slow, very slow, I'm small, I'm very small, could I learn? So Buddha said, that's a good sign that you recognize that that's very good. And rather than say, I know everything, you know, like that. Turns out you know nothing. Okay, 가기 진이 집에 들려 이렇게 봐요. 집에 개발놈 집에 들린 신도 집에서. If some kids who like pretend or who think that they are well educated or know more than anybody else, then that clearly indicate that kid is still kids. It's not no. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Somebody who recognizes I'm kid, it'll take me a long time, so that's good things. You know, that means that you are smart. If somebody says, I know everything, so that means they are, you know, still kids, they don't know. that's what Buddha told him.
So
So then Buddha taught, what Buddha taught him, the Buddha taught him, you know, eliminate dust, eliminate stain, or clean dust and clean stain. These two words Buddha taught him. She also knows, so now the whole point is not to you to get excited about cleaning your environment. Am I making any progress? Probably. Yes. So that will eliminate a lot of argument at home. So then Buddha realized, instead of saying, Buddha, oh, you are very slow, slow, very slow, small, very small, just the Buddha said that, you know, Buddha recognized and he is having problems. He's having big problems learning any word. Even these two words, cleaning dust, cleaning stain, he could not memorize. Then Buddha comes up with another technique, you know, technique. So then Buddha told him, then what Buddha asked him, instead of asking him, oh, just leave, you cannot learn. Ask him, can you clean all the sanghas, when they get together in the prayer hall, can you clean their shoes? He said, of course I can clean. Can you clean outside environment, clean? And he said, yes, yes. Oh, yeah. So then he says, meanwhile, you do these chores, to clean their shoes, clean the environment, and meanwhile, try to say this word, cleaning dust, cleaning strength, say that word. Then ask all the Sangha members, let him do clean their shoes, clean environment, like that. Katsabashi, namshi nashi, namshi na kandu nyibu, kandu nyiloba nashi, tenbe ta chilam chi migyu, so then after that, when he's doing, when he's cleaning all this, probably there's a lot to clean at that time, probably. Shoes probably made out of wood. So there's no plastic, no leathers, probably made out of wood. So they can imagine they get a lot of dust and all kinds of things. Probably he ended up cleaning a lot of shoes there, So then, doing that, so didn't mention how long, but, then he managed to memorize this word, cleaning dust, cleaning stain. He memorized this word, okay? So now, Buddha said, okay, now you don't need to clean their shoes. So you say this on a daily basis, like commitment. You say these two words and now clean the monastery environment. You don't need to clean their shoes, just clean inside the monastery, temple, like that. So then, he's doing this sincerely, genuinely, voluntarily, get kind of excited that he's cleaning them, rather than like just ask him to leave so that he gets some, something to do, so that he gets excited to memorize this two words. Then he's cleaning this, the monastic environment. And he did that, very good job. So that then somehow, when he's sweeping the monastery, all the dust here, then wind blows, over there. So basically, Shakyamuni Buddha is, teaching him. So then all of a sudden, they blow there. So then he cleans here, then it blows here, then he cleans here, blows there. Then he is doing, keep doing, without losing his patience, he keep doing that. Sanji is teaching, Tula Kangi, Echo, Ketar, Sanji, Encho, Dujikyas. when you finish cleaning the right side, then the left side is already covered by dust. So when you clean the left side, then the right side is the same. And so, Dukkhi was Jungyang, baby, Lambe, Lady Chang, Dinyam to Sunday. So that's doing these practices. So that's what I'm saying, you know, like cleaning environment will purify, you know, a lot of negative karmas, believe it or not, according to the story. So then one day he's thinking about this word that he memorized. This word is memorized, you know. So before he just know the word. And after that he's cleaning this environment, somehow they purify a lot of his, you know, negative karmas. So then one day he's thinking about, cleaning dust and cleaning stain. So now he's thinking about the meaning of the word. So he was wondering, when Buddha said eliminate dust and eliminate stain, will he, does he mean like internal dust or internal stain, or does he really mean just dust? And he was kind of, you know, his mind is getting kind of sharp. Then he said, maybe it's like external dust. So he thought, he was wondering, does it really mean the internal dust or internal stain or outside? And he kind of, he said, okay, maybe that's like, you know, that's what the word says, you know, dust, maybe it's outside dust. So then immediately, that, you know, he remembered this, he kind of out of nowhere, out of blue, that he remember, kind of recall this one whole stanza, just come in his mind, you know. He never heard this. He never heard. It just happened to him. Immediately, this word, you know, kind of appeared in his mind. His mind said, "Oh, the dust is not the dust. There's attachment." Just appeared in his mind, you know. Deja is like this: the dust of attachment is not just dust. Dul deja means the dulginess. So the dust is the not the name of the dust. It's the name of the attachment. That's just appeared in his mind. Keba dage dulje namambas. The scholar who abandoned those dust, so they, you know, become more mindful, and they become, you know, more mindful. So they're similar. They say, "Oh, this is not dust. This is dust of anger." You know, the dust is not the name of dust. The dust is the name of anger. Then he goes on and on and like, "Oh, this dust is not just dust. This dust is not knowing something." Yeah. So the dust is the name of, you know, ignorance. So then he kind of, you know, figured it out by himself. That's how he liberated. Believe or not, that's how he liberated. See, just by cleaning environment. So, you know, maybe you could liberate just simply by cleaning your house. What do you think? I'm not saying that's what Buddha said. I'm just repeating. So that's what I keep saying. It's not about the quantity. It's about the qualities. It's about qualities, you know. Even just, you know, simply, you know, like sweeping your house, you know. Yeah, you could conjoin that, you know, with all six perfections, you know. You could conjoin that all six perfections. Just simply cleaning your environment could become, you know, a practice of six perfections, you know. Giving, you know, you can conjoin the giving of the Jimba ethics, you know. You can conjoin that. So, Bebeja, Dajjumadu, Tsikje di Dorandu Dhananasa. And this word appears exactly in the sutra, like exact like this. There's no change. The word appears exact like that, the sutra. When that Lama Tsongkha put it in the Lamrim book, it appears exact like that. If you look at one of those sutras, you'll find. I'm not sure which sutra, but you'll find there. Tsikje di Dorandu Dhananasa. Jochu tiye da lama nanji sunji dunye sadu mayin dreja du shen nawa lale kode chi yu tsamchu nawa shen tina chumde deje lambe yun de jamba shen kunga wo son lamba chunji gilo mara shen. So then Buddha was so proud, you know, proud. Took so long to learn these two words, so long. Somehow Buddha didn't explain, somehow he kind of figured it out, you know, by himself. Because he purified so much and somehow he figured it out. So Buddha was really proud, really proud. And what is it? This is also important. Nawa chen nawa laleji kokap chen nawa lale kap kodeji juzongji tene chumdeji lambe yunde chabashi. So now Buddha really wants to know how to share this whole experience between him and the small child. Happened all, you know, everything that happened to him before and after, you know, when he encountered Shakyamuni Buddha, it happens between him and the Lamchung, the small path. So Buddha wants to, you know, share that with other people. Kungao Songla Lamba Chuji Gelong Mala Chuji says, so then Kungao, that's Buddha's attendant, Ananda. Buddha calls him Ananda, Buddha calls Ananda, then told Ananda, so please you go to that, you know, Gelong Mala Chuji. So there's, you know, Naniri Monastery, Naniri Monastery, and Buddha told Ananda, Gelomana Chuji Lama, Gunga, Gelomana Chuji, Gunga, Songa, Lambala Chuji, Gelomana Chuji, and Buddha told Ananda, his attendant, told him that tell small path that he has to teach in the Naniri Monastery, you know, tomorrow, something like that. So then, you know, Gelomana, then also Ananda went to the Naniri Monastery. So they says, Chunamji, Temba Lamba, you know, she cuts over the chevis. Then it also told, you know, okay, now from now on, the small path is going to be resident teacher. Chevis, Lambe, Dag, you know, Tabashin, Kashin Saloshi, Kelas. Then the small path said, okay, I will do whatever you ask, I'll do, you know. So I say, how do you say, you are coming, my order? How do you say?
Your order is my command.
Your orders, your wishes are my command. That's exactly. Kashi's all was shown. Lamin is Gelong Mandamji. So then there's a lot of conversations going on the Naniri Monastery. So they are saying, oh, they are, no, now this whole this, you know, things they are looking down on us because they are sending somebody who is not able to learn even one word. Took 3 months what he has to teach. He has nothing to teach. So now they are sending somebody like that to our monastery. You know, there's so many conversations going on. Gelong Mandam to permission, you know, never to Dawson to teach them Malawan Daja, the new Sumbat and Sinatan Buddhists. So we, you know, who, you know, learned so much, has, you know, practiced many, many years. So now what he has to teach, he is somebody who doesn't, who is not able to memorize one word, took 3 months, you know. Dawson, you know, she had hardly about that, Judy Chinji. So now they, you know, come with this kind of ideas. You know, they come with these ideas. So, okay, so now we have to do something to make sure the next time they don't send somebody like him again in our monastery. So we have to make sure we have to do something that scare this kind of, you know, so make sure just even that don't bother to think about coming here, you know, like something like that. だわすの次々のでもね、たぶんじゃあ、ゲロマンなゲロマチュニでら。チュニでらし、チュニゲロマ、たぶんじゃあ、ゲロマチュニで、ちょっとびっちしのとざばかもしゃべし。ラレニュージ、トレシンボ。ジョパモチェラ、サンゲージでもニュージでもほじもで。こわち、うん。てれちょっとでもまとわにユリンこわちゃんけびにもし、ちちだばそじゃ、ぶんだとまてもだ。 So what they did, they, you know, like they make this, they made the throne really high, really, really high, high throne. They made very, very high throne. So then they, you know, make some kind of announcement in the lay communities. So then we are having this, you know, very great practitioners who is coming to our monastery to teach. Teach, you know, everybody should come. Everybody should come. So then, you know, everybody should come. So then, intention is probably not good intention, but, you know, that they want everybody to see, you know, what he's doing, what he has to teach. So say, if you receive teaching from him, then you will liberate in this life. So that's very, very important. So they say, don't miss the chance. So they know. So there are a lot of people came. So many people came. You know, so many people came. 가지 some, you know, they probably come with positive intention. Some they just come to see, you know, what's going to happen today. 근데 사람 남들 수준 치세 남도 양다 저를 남 치 치지 탐비 길론다 세지 길론미 야간도 최든비 치로스 최든비 치 치로스 소리자 치신도 통와 통에 네 대배성 토점이 중세 양바샤구나 토점이 랑보치 나다고 차 랑보이도 잔데 네네 라레 통 라레 마도와 치로스 So then, you know, Lam Chung, that he went. You know, at that time, so the monastery, right now we have kitchens in the monastery. That time, there's no kitchen in the monastery. Everybody goes out to the lay community to beg their food. You know. They eat only one time. So he did that, you know, did that. Then he came to their place and he saw this, you know, huge, like, throne that's very high. So then he kind of, you know, went deep inside his mind and to see whether this is out of respect or out of, you know, what is, why this, you know, high throne. So then he realized this out of, you know, disrespectful. So whatever, so then it says cha means, you know, cha, that's like usually called lakpa, that's like casual, called lakpa. Cha means honorific. We have anything like that in English? What is it called? You call hand. What is honorific for hand? But there's no honor.
Hand,
yeah. So we have this word every. How is this? What is it called? This? All this?
Body part.
No, body part, yeah, body part. We have two language. One is casual, called amjo, called lakpa. That's very casual. Cha, that means, you know, very, very, very formal. You know, say cha, the same. Shang, that means, you know. Nagu, that is the casual. Shang means, you know, very kind of formal, very formal. Each has this, like, everything has. There's too, sometimes too much, and everything has. Everything is true, you know. You know, a lot of it, you know, has a formal. So, anyway, cha means, you know, langpo, that's like the hand. Langpo is not that. He kind of raises his hand like elephant nose. Some people saw, some people didn't saw. Anyway, so he just pushed down the throne. Somehow he's already on the throne. Some people saw that, you know, he's doing that. Some people didn't see. Anyway, so he's on the throne. Then the chairman, Lale Mata, same number of shares in the daily minawa, Nanga Party, chose to do the number of shares in the. So then he did, you know, like all kind of, you know, when he's on the throne, he kind of, you know, show all kind of miracles there, all kind of miracles, you know, number she then come back to the throne, then he sit there, all kind of things. Then he says, My dear sisters, he says, my dear sisters, so Kume Dawasum the Chi Chi Sung the New Ji Dunjiba Chava, he says, the word that I memorized took me 3 months to memorize. I will now teach this word. 7 days and 7 nights, I will teach this word, meaning of this word. That's what I say. So now, whole point, okay, this. sorry, took a long time to finish this story. That's exactly what I said. Long story long. So I'm not going to say this. I'm not going to say this again. So there's no other one. So it's better to know the whole story than other systems. So now the whole point, you know, is like, including myself, you know, so what we are, because we are here studying together, I'm just, you know, reading, trying to explain. So what we need to learn, you know, so like, the practice always does not mean you sit on your cushions. You know, so if you think that's the only practice, that's probably wrong, you know. So sweeping, cleaning our environment can become very important practices, you know. So, and that's the result that I think is a good thing, the result, something that you can see right away, that your room is clean, you know. So I think that's, you know, the whole point is, you know, it's hard to do every day, but, you know, like, according to Shanti Devas, you know, if you make yourself familiar with something, and there's nothing that's outside there that doesn't become easy, you know. So you have to make familiar. That's what the definition of meditation is, to make yourself familiar. So now, from now on, you know, there's, I think, Thich Nhat Hanh. So he talks a lot of mindfulness, you know. So this is also, you know, mindfulness practice, you know, when you clean your dishes, when you clean your environment, if you think, oh, this is my anger, you know, you're clean this anger. So there's some benefit, you know, doing that. Then when you see, and this is exactly what the small Lam Chung did, you know. So this is not just dust, you know, this is dust, you know, this is not just dust, this is anger. I'm cleaning this anger, you know. So this broom, whatever vacuum cleaner, broom, or whatever you use, this is like wisdom. This is not just broom, it's wisdom. It's capable to clean my anger, my attachment, my jealousy, my arrogance, you know, my disrespectful, and my, you know, negative view about people, religions, culture, traditions, about myself, my hair, my look, all this, you know, you can just, you know, do that simple practice, you know. It's not very difficult to do. Easy to do. The good things, it's easy to do, more like you do it well. And something complicated, you know, that you're trying to do, but, you know, it's not easy to do. First of all, it's not easy to do. You know, once you do, maybe sometimes maybe it's not going to be complete. But in this case, there's nothing to worry about, complete or incomplete. You just think like that, you know. Dilupong, timopong. If you are seeing somebody's cleaning, then you just think in the world, you know, they're cleaning, not just dirt, they're cleaning their own negative mind. So there's a lot of benefits. What do you think?
So we can hire someone else to clean our house.
Yeah, if you want to be in a samsara forever, that's not good. That's not a bad idea to do. That's good. That's only if you cannot move. If you cannot move, so that you can hire somebody, then you can think. If you can perfectly healthy, can move, so better, you know, to do it by yourself. That's more merit, okay? Yeah, that's what it says also here, you know. Yeah, so... So now maybe you can help, you know, like rather than become like chores, you know, if there's anything that we can, because this is out of 6 preliminary practice, this is the first one, first preliminary practice, you know. So you know, when you are having over friends, then you clean your room, you know, right? So in this case, before you're doing practice, you are having over enlightened beings, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, all these, you know, the beings from, you know, other realms. So, you know, it's too clean. So then there's not just that, maybe it's not complete yet because time is over. So next Wednesday, I like this a little bit because the Lam Rim is quite brief. So there's a, and this, this is the one, the clean environment is like the first preliminary practice, out of 6 preliminary practice, okay? So maybe it will fire you up. That's my hope. to clean your the house, cows. So then slowly you can teach, you can teach. This I think is not easy to teach. So anyway, there is lot of benefit, believe or not, according to Lamrim teaching, cleaning environment is good. It's good practice. And you try and see, how it goes. You try and see how it goes. That helps you to be more mindful about your, anger, how is it, people do become, cranky. So if that helps you to become more mindful, that's what it means. If it helps you to become more mindful, even though you are not able to reduce your the level of anger, but you are being mindful, so that's, I think, it's important, so then when you clean environments, so it's good to think that really cleaning, this negative minds, like why you clean, the question is, negative minds, these are suffering, as I said many times, negative mind, that's the last thing that we need. We don't need any of those, we don't need any of those, so that's because this is mental suffering, we don't need suffering. So negative mind is not good. It's not good. So therefore, that's what you do when you clean the environment and you visualize cleaning your negative minds and see how it goes. So then eventually, maybe not right away, maybe eventually you will fire up. Fire, how is it?
Get fired up.
Get fired up. So then you. And the monks, we do all the time. I'm not sure how many of them are thinking, but monastery, cleaning monastery, they're like, you can hardly find broom because everybody wants to clean. Everybody wants to clean. So they clean with happy mind. They don't feel, I have to clean. They want to clean. They want to. So because there's no enough broom, the monastery, we don't have vacuum. It's all broom. So, the monks, especially young ones, they just jump. So you cannot find the broom. There's no enough broom. So people didn't really want to clean. So they believe what Buddha said. They really believe in that. So then when they finish, they feel great. They feel great. So I think there's something maybe so maybe please help each other how to get excitement. So maybe I'm not doing the best job. So maybe there's ways to get you excited about cleaning the in your room, especially the office. Yeah, that's all. So, sorry, the story took whole time.
Since we've run late, should we all just dedicate together?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, let's turn to the back of the first day sheet. At the bottom where it says dedication prayers. Gewa di nu du da la.
Gewa tan cheki, ngowa gala chotunga pade, Dagi gewe tawa di kun kya Sampo chu chu rab tu ngo wa gi Kani da we kol we shin kam di Tendan de wa ma lu shun we ne Chende si guan ten sing gyat so vi Ya pe si te ba du ten gyu chi Toni ning je sung du ju pe lam She se 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 kan chen ten do gyun Chana pema tenzing yatsola So wa dip so she dun lu du sho Chonu yin ala wang sho tu Awatare tembara sopa Lo sangye we ditan le pao sho Shasu kengir lama so wa dip Tupsu chanjin jangren gewe Tenzing kyanpe we kunzu do pose Choksun kuwe le muntu du Padok so du shekin du shab ten sho Mi me te we Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha 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 Om T